It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help, and can't get a hold of anyone. If you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right, a real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now. Born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 1947, Puello was raised in a devout Catholic home. As a teenager, Puello yearned to be a writer. He says his parents saw his artistic desire as a sign of mental illness and committed him to a mental institution three times. He eventually enrolled in law school and attempted to lead a more traditional life. But fate had other plans for Puello. He immersed himself in what he calls a hippie life, experimenting with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Puello became a political activist and wrote song lyrics for a Brazilian rock star. He eventually returned to his Catholic roots and walked the El Camino de Santiago trail. It is a historic Catholic pilgrimage. During this 500-mile trek from France to northern Spain, Puello says he had an epiphany that fueled his desire to write. Now Puello has written 31 books. His seminal work, The Alchemist, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. The book has been on the New York Times bestsellers list for more than 6 years and has sold more than 65 million copies worldwide. So when you were younger, years before you published any books, you wrote this in your diary. Every day it seems harder to achieve my great ideal, to be famous and respected, to be the man who wrote the book of the century, the thought of the millennium, the history of humanity. How old were you when you wrote that?
Well, I was always a little bit megalomaniac.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this is amazing to me that you would write that, and then you become this famous, respected man who wrote the book of the century, the thought of the millennium, that the universe, whatever you're trying to achieve, the universe rises up, conspires to help you, and the history of humanity this book will be. How did you know that?
I did not know, but probably, well, Oprah, don't ask me questions that I don't know how to answer, please.
But first of all, who writes that about themselves? Who says, oh, every day it's someone harder?
Someone that needs to go to a mental institution.
Who writes that? Yeah. Every day it's harder for me to be famous, and I think I'm not going to reach my ideal of being famous and respected.
That's sometimes I tell to my parents, they were right. I was totally crazy. Only a crazy person writes this. Yeah. But at the same time,
you projected it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like Jim Carrey, the actor, said that when he was a starving, you know, actor making no money, he wrote a check for $10 million and put it in his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are many people who did that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the only one who wrote this, because if you really think small, your world will be small. If you think big, your world will be big. But having said that, to fulfill something, a self-fulfilled prophecy is quite difficult to explain. But, Oprah, you want to know, did I write The Alchemist? I'm not sure. I'm sure that I was a good instrument. That I went through all these ordeals in my life, you know, totally crazed, outcast, whatever you mentioned, I was there. And then one day I write this book, that it is, let's be honest, much better than I am. You know? So, one day you manifest something. This is the real alchemy.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody has this possibility.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be entertaining. Entertaining is for podcasts with inspiring celebrity guests, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is the service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
So it's interesting where you just said, I loved when you just said, you're not sure if you really wrote it or were you the vessel that allowed the words to come through.
Yeah.
Do you know, I read a story about, in a Vanity Fair magazine a couple of years ago. The story was about Michael Jackson. And friends of Michael Jackson were quoted as saying that when Michael Jackson did Thriller, which is the number one album in the world, and at the time was the number one album in the world, that his great fear was that he could not repeat the phenomenon of Thriller, and that he was chasing it, because he didn't realize that Thriller was indeed a phenomenon, and that he still made good music, great music, that all of his albums that followed, so 20 million and so on, but that Thriller in itself was a phenomenon, which is what I realized with the Oprah Winfrey Show. The Oprah Winfrey Show was a phenomenon for its time. And to try to chase that would then put you in your life forever trying to compare yourself to that moment.
We do this because we love, right?
Yes.
You travel to Geneva because you are enthusiastic about your work.
Yes.
I continue to write books because I'm enthusiastic about my work. There are two or three books that did not sell at all, you know? But still, even after these two or three books, I continue to write because I say, I cannot just sit down and wait, what?
Wait on another phenomenon.
Yeah. So I continue to write, and thanks God, the other books, they all made the bestseller lists.
What did you learn about yourself while being at a mental institution?
The first thing that I learned, it was, I learned that I could never run for president. Because they will have this thing, you know. Sooner or later, they're going to say, this guy was in a mental institution, he's crazy. You know? And the second thing, that it was very liberating.
Really?
It was, I'm crazy, so I can do anything I want.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So when I escaped the second, the third time, I said, now I can do anything I want. Because
people think I'm crazy.
People think I'm crazy. And if something happens, I said, okay, sorry, but I was in this mental institution. I'm very famous. So forgive me, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was it then that you determined to be a writer?
I determined to be a writer, but it was impossible. My parents, at that moment, they were right. So I started writing lyrics or songs. And I started making a lot of money.
Mm.
And when I started making a lot of money...
You lost your mind, for real.
No, I lost my mind. No, I did not lose my mind. But they were so impressed because my sister, she's a scientist, you know?
She followed the rules.
She fulfilled all the things that... She saw the frustration of my parents, so said, okay, I'm going to compensate.
I'm going to be the good girl.
I'm going to go be the good girl. But then, they said, my God, he is making 10 times more money than his sister, that it is hardworking, works for the government. She specializes in metals, you know. She's a chemical engineer. And then they relaxed because I could be crazy, but I still could make money.
As a young man, Paulo Coelho says he immersed himself in the counterculture of the late 60s. Eager for artistic expression, he also found work as a television writer and wrote lyrics for a Brazilian rock star.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And traveling.
And traveling, yeah.
So I became a hippie, and then I learned how to live out of nothing,
yeah.
You know? It was my first contact with your country. And it was...
So you were a hippie in the USA?
Also, not okay. All over the world.
All over the world.
And I crossed, believe it or not, from New York City to Mexico City. So I don't know if you still have, but you had YMCA.
Yes.
And you had Greyhound bus.
Yes.
So you could buy a pass.
Yes.
Mount, traveling to any place in U.S.
So was your journeying as a hippie, was that journeying across America throughout the world, was that your journey to discover your personal legend?
One of them.
One of them.
No. My personal legend was to be a writer.
Yes.
But it was a journey that I start to be free from this moment on.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Poilo has now written 31 books, including his steamy new release, Adultery. His first book, The Pilgrimage, was inspired by his own 500-mile trek he made from France to northern Spain on the El Camino de Santiago.
The journey that changed my life totally, this is the road to Santiago.
Yes.
When I said, okay, you're always telling people, hello, I'm Paulo Coelho, what are you? I said, a writer, which book did you write? And he said, no, I'm working on it. It was a lie because I was not working on anything,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You want to be a writer, but you don't write books. Huh? So Santiago de Compostela made me accept that if I want to be a writer, I should write a book. Simple like this.
You know? Can't just tell people you're a writer and you haven't written anything.
You cannot be working on something. Huh?
Yeah.
But I had money. I had a wife that I still have, the same wife.
Yes.
Not the same, because she changed a lot. But let's say the same person, physical person.
Yeah.
Huh? And I changed it also. I had, I have the job on a television. And I was not happy. This enthusiasm thing. So I said to my wife.
You didn't have it. You didn't have the enthusiasm.
No. So I said to my wife, Cristina, we have everything people can dream of, except joy. At least I don't have joy.
Wow.
So I have the $17,500. Let's get the $17,500 and try to find the meaning of life. So I said to Cristina, let's go, let's start traveling. Okay, what is the next?
Did Cristina not have joy either? I think that is profound.
Yeah.
You know, what you just said is so profound because you say that our only obligation is really to discover the personal legend.
Absolutely.
That's the only job.
And to honor.
To discover it and to honor it. That's really the only job you have in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to fulfill.
And to fulfill it.
Yeah.
And to fulfill it.
Yeah.
The idea of a personal legend is a key theme in The Alchemist. It's also been a guiding light in Poirot's own life. He believes every person has a supreme destiny, a unique calling meant only for you.
And not everybody's going to fulfill it.
No. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I'm positive. But not everybody dares to...
Well, you know what? I think not everybody knows. I do a lot of speaking, and I talk to... I call this your personal... Your purpose.
Yeah.
It's your purpose.
Yeah.
It's your calling. Another word for personal legend. And people are always saying to me, I don't know what mine is. I don't know what mine is.
They know.
They know.
They don't recognize. It's very difficult, Oprah, to accept that you know what you're supposed to do and you're not doing.
Yeah. Like the merchant who didn't go to Mecca.
Voila.
Who made the decision.
Exactly.
Who kept saying he wanted to go to Mecca.
Yeah.
And every year postponed going to Mecca.
Yeah.
And finally realized he was never going to go to Mecca.
Yeah. Even if he had money, even if he had the conditions, everything.
Yeah.
So in my life, I think I learned with this.
So, brings up this question. As Santiago searched for his personal legend, there are many forces beyond his control guiding him on the journey. I love how you say, even when they were out in the middle of the desert and sometimes they'd have to go around some of the dunes and avoid some of the obstacles and avoid the tribes who were at war, that as long as they got back on course, they would always end up at the same place.
Yeah.
That's the way our lives are. That's a metaphor
Absolutely.
For our life.
Absolutely.
That there are obstacles that take us out of the way,
yeah.
But as long as you know where you're going. Also, you say, the most important question is to know what you want.
You know, it took me years. I knew that I want to be a writer since I was young and have these megalomaniac things about being the most famous writer in the world. But it's not enough to know what you want. You have to do what you want, to be what you want. You know, so... A writer implies in writing books.
Yeah.
A gardener implies in gardens. You know? But if you, I don't know about today, but if you talk to your father, your mother, if you are from a middle class, I want to be a gardener. Your father says, oh, my son, please go to the university.
Yeah.
Get a diploma, and you can do your gardening during the weekend, you know. But you love plants. You love the soil. You love, you know. But at the end of the day, you are convinced. And this is not good for the person who is being convinced and for the person who is trying to convince. You are creating this aura of frustration around them.
After Paulo Coelho's first book, The Pilgrimage, had strong sales, his publisher had high hopes for his next title, The Alchemist. When it didn't sell, Paulo had to fight for his dream.
When the guy said, oh, this book is not to sell. It's not going to sell. Back to you. Well, now that I decided to be a writer, that I walked from France to Spain, 500 miles, that I burned all my bridges, that I quit everything to be a writer, you are telling me that this book is not good. And it was up to me at that moment to say, he's right, let me write another book.
Or
say, no, I believe in this book, I'm going to fight for this book, and I may die in the process.
Okay, this is the question. When is a no really a no?
It depends. It's not, you know.
Because sometimes a no is a no.
Sometimes a no is a no.
I think some people, you know, but if you're listening to your heart, it's never a no.
No.
If you're listening to your heart.
Sometimes it is a good no.
Yeah.
Right?
But you got to know the difference between your heart and your head.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. You also say that, you know, in the beginning, Santiago talks about the language of God because he's having the dreams and he is told by the gypsy, I think, that the dreams are the language of God. Now, is the language of God the same as the language of the world?
Absolutely, yes.
It is?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, dreams, by the way, you mentioned dreams. Dreams is a moment that we connect to this so-called language.
Language of the world.
Language of the world.
Yeah.
And then you don't understand. But then if you pay attention, there's a symbol here, this symbol there, and if you put this puzzle together, you're going to understand. When I first presented my book, this book to my American publishers, they read, they found a fantastic book, but they said, this title is not good.
The Alchemist?
The Alchemist.
They didn't like the title.
I said, but why the title is not good? Because there is no alchemist, only at the end of the book. And besides that, it's too new age, nobody knows what an alchemist is.
Right.
You know, but I said, but it is the title of my book. And they said, we're not going to put any money to promote this book. I said, I don't care. I'm convinced that I want this.
Yeah.
It's like adultery.
Yes.
Many countries in the world said,
we're not going to do a book called Adultery.
We're not going to do a book called Adultery. Can you imagine you giving this book to your wife? You know, to your mother?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mama, here is Adultery for you, and give some bad ideas,
mm-hmm.
You know? But I said, the title is Adultery. So...
Well, now...
Now I have... Power enough to
Nobody's
say that.
Nobody's going to argue with
no,
you now.
No, but then they went back. Yes. They took it
yeah,
back.
But I can understand. I can understand an American publisher being a little squeamish about the title because trying to explain to people what alchemy is. It's difficult to explain to people what an alchemist is or what alchemy is.
Yeah, but you want to know the title that they gave?
What?
They wanted to give?
What?
The Shepherd and His Dream. This is horrible.
Oh, no. This is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, Joseph Campbell teaches about the hero's journey. The adventurer leaves home, overcomes obstacles, achieves great deeds, then returns home to share his or newfound wisdom. And that's Santiago's tale. That's Santiago's tale.
Yeah.
Why do you think that we human beings respond so well to the hero's journey?
I think that we have this mythical hero's journey of Campbell that also I use personal legend. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He uses personal bliss.
Personal bliss.
No? But we are talking about the same thing.
Yes.
No? Our destiny.
Yes.
Our destiny. The thing that we are here for a reason.
Right.
Huh? So I believe it resonates with everybody because everybody wants to undertake the hero's journey. However, people don't do it.
Yes, because they're afraid.
Poilu knew he had followed his bliss when he received some shocking news in 2011. His cardiologist told him he had a severe heart blockage.
Can I tell you something very personal?
Yes.
So in 2011, the father of my agent and friend died from a heart attack. And she got paranoid. And then she thought that everybody was going to die from a heart attack.
Mm. Huh?
So she obliged everybody to go to do this stress test.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I walk every day. I have a very healthy life. I live close to nature. You know, I do archery. I don't eat a lot, you know. So I'm not going to do this test. So she insisted. And to please her...
You did it.
I did. And the guy said, you're going to die in 30 days. I said, oh, you're joking. He said, no. But when I arrived here, I said, I have no pain chest. I'm not tired. I have nothing. And he said, you're going to die in 30 days.
You weren't afraid when the doctor tells you you're going to die in
30
days?
No, I was surprised, but not. I did not have time to be afraid. I said, tomorrow I'm going to a heart surgery. It was 10 o'clock in the evening. And I said, oh, I may die tomorrow. This is a true story opera. Huh? I mean, because there are people, they know the story here. I said, if I die tomorrow, the first thing is that I spend more than half of my life with the woman that I love. How many people on this planet can say that? The second thing was, I did everything. I was totally crazy. I went to all extremes. So I have nothing to regret because I went, I did everything.
And you were a hippie on Greyhound.
Yeah. During the hippie.
During the hippie movement. Yeah. You were a hippie on Greyhound.
Yeah. Third thing is that I fought for my dream. I did not took a no for an answer. I want to be a writer and I wrote. So I said, if I die tomorrow, that's okay. If I die, I'm going to die, but I want to die with the same sensation that I had on November 30, 2011. This is my dream.
Wow. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Let me ask you some questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. What is your definition of God?
I don't have. It is a verb. They asked Moses. Moses asked the same question. Who are you? And he said, I am.
I am that I am.
So I am. I don't have. I have the same definition that he gave to Moses.
How do you define spirituality versus religion?
Religion is when you share the same mysteries with a lot of people, which I don't think it is a bad idea. Spirituality is your own responsibility. At the end, you cannot blame the priest or the rabbi or the imam for your attitudes. But it's good to go there and say, okay, I believe this is the body of Christ.
What's the lesson that took you the longest to learn?
Many. Many lessons. But I'm still learning, yeah. Humility.
Humility.
Yeah.
Humility. What do you think happens when we die?
I don't know, I'm still alive.
Don't know.
I will tell you as soon as I die.
Okay.
Okay.
Finish this sentence, the world needs.
The world needs, I'm going to plagiarize the Beatles. Love.
Love. My greatest passion is?
To live. Every day as a different one.
The soul of the world is?
You and I and everything that surrounds us.
I am fully in the present moment when?
Every day. I try to be. Mm-hmm. So, it can be anything that sparks this.
Thank you for inviting me to your beautiful home in Geneva.
Oprah Winfrey, thank you for coming. You don't know how important is your presence here. Mm. You are an icon for me, not for me, for everybody, but thank you for being who you are. Thank you for using your power for good. And this is the best compliment I can make to you. Is that you use your power to improve the world. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Yay.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.